a boy or a girl. Well, looks like we're gonna be packing for a boy this year. First, you can choose a wow item, such as a soccer ball or a stuffed animal. And you can choose other fun toys too. Hygiene items and school supplies. There are, of course, some items you cannot pack, like liquids, food, items related to war, live animals, and don't even think about packing chocolate because it melts. When your gift is finished, you can write a letter and include a photo. When your box is done, you can make your $7 shipping donation online through Follow Your Box. Simply print off your tracking label to see where the destination of your gift will be. And don't forget, it's important to pray for the child that is receiving this gift, because packing a box is a simple way to share the gospel with kids all around the world. Maybe even in... Now that your box is done, it's time to get moving. Transport your box to a nearby drop-off location near you. These will be opened all across the U.S. on National Collection Week, the third week in November. Drop it off and voila, you packed a shoebox. Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Good morning. We're going to begin our service this morning with baptism. So if you'll turn your attention to your right over to our baptismal waters.
Well, good morning, church family. We're really excited this morning. We have today 13 people that are going to be baptized this morning. We're going to have three different ministers that are baptizing this morning. Representing lots of generations. The pastor is talking about different generations, and so we're going to be having different generations. My name's Ken Metcalf. I'm the children's minister, and the first one we're going to have is Asa Cox. Asa Cox, come on down. Hey, Asa is a third grader at First Baptist. And Asa, I've got a question for you. Asa, have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior?
Yes, sir.
Are you committed to following him the rest of your life?
Yes, sir.
Asa Cox, I baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The next one we have is Sam Mazzo. Sam is our fifth grader. And Sam, have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior?
Yes, sir.
Are you committed to following him the rest of your days?
Yes, sir.
Sam Mazzo, I baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is Madeline Pitney. Madeline Pitney's in the fifth grade. Madeline, have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior?
Yes, sir.
And are you committed to following him the rest of your days?
Yes, sir.
Well, by the commandment of Jesus Christ, I baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Missed one. This is TJ. TJ Buse. TJ is in the third grade. TJ, have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior?
Yes, sir.
Are you committed to following him the rest of your day?
Yes, sir.
TJ, my brother, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
My name is Tim Hopper. I'm the youth pastor. We have several teenagers here this morning who will be getting baptized. This morning we have Braxton George here. He is in sixth grade at Dixon Intermediate School. Braxton, have you asked Jesus Christ to come in your heart to save you and to be Lord of your life?
Yes, sir.
Upon your profession of faith, I baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is Brock Chitwood. Brock came forward a few Wednesdays ago, and he told me, Tim, I have doubt in my heart. I don't know if I'm a Christian. So we began to talk about it, and Brock came to a conclusion that he needed to be saved, and he needed to ask Jesus into his life. Brock, do you have any doubt today?
No, sir.
Well, Brock's in seventh grade, and he's at Dixon Middle. Brock, I baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is Callie Berry. Callie is in ninth grade at Dixon High School. Callie, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes, sir.
Upon your profession of faith, I baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is Allie Blunt. She also is in ninth grade at Dixon High School. Allie, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes, sir.
Upon your profession of faith, I baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
All right.
This is Drake Tidwell. Drake Tidwell is also in ninth grade. He is a student at Dixon High School. Drake, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes, sir.
Upon your profession of faith, I baptize you, my son, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is Cameron Manor. Cameron is also a ninth grader at Dixon High School. Cameron, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes, sir.
Upon your profession of faith, I baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit.
Good morning, church. Isn't it great to be in the house of the Lord this morning? Sometimes it's good just to stop and reflect upon the basics of why we do what we do here at First Baptist. So I'm going to read to you from the Great Commission, what Jesus told the church and the disciples to do. He wrote, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe everything that I've commanded you." And then there's that great promise, "And I'll be with you to the very end of the age." The Lord is with us today. He's inhabiting the praise of his people, and baptism is important. And now we're going to see a family, two generations being baptized together. This is Jack Hayes. Jack, do you confess that Jesus is your personal Lord and Savior?
Yes, sir.
Because of your trust in him and your willingness to follow Jesus the rest of your days, it is my privilege to baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jack's mother, Julie Hayes. Julie, do you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior?
Yes, sir.
Because of your trust in him and your willingness to follow Jesus the rest of your days, it's my privilege to baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is the father and husband, Jack Hayes. Charlie, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry, Jack. Charlie, do you confess that Jesus is your personal Lord and Savior?
I do, sir.
Because of your trust in him and your willingness to follow Jesus the rest of your days, it's my privilege to baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Church, let us pray together. Father in heaven, this is important. This day is important. Father, help us to make the best use of our days, the days that you have given us, and the days that we have left, to live, to speak, and to serve you. And as we worship you now, may you truly, truly be honored and praised in all that we sing, in all that we preach, in all that we say, in all that we do. Be with us now, and may this be a special service. In Jesus' name, amen.
Check, check. If you can't sing and celebrate Jesus after that, there's no help for you this morning. You need to find Jesus this morning. Let's all stand together. Let's sing to the King. He has done great things this morning. Let's sing it.
Sing to the King.
This one's more personal. It talks about I. If you know the Lord this morning, you know you're going to rise with Him. Then sing it. Sing it from your heart.
There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul. I can say,
together, 1 Thessalonians 4:16, aloud, church. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the archangel's voice, and with the trumpets of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Well, welcome to worship this morning. As you came in, you received a worship guide that looks like this. If you're a first-time guest, there's a little tear-off section if you could on the end. If you could fill that out and either drop it in the offering plate a little bit later, take it back to an area that we call Guest Central, which is back in the foyer. You'll see a sign to that effect, Guest Central, and you can meet our pastor and his wife, Pat. For now, though, let's all take a moment and let's greet the folks around you this morning. Good to see you this morning.
Saint, let every nation
As we continue to worship, guys, if you'll come forward now to pick up our plates, to take up our offering as a gift act of worship this morning. Brother Edwin Davis is going to come and lead us all as we all, by our hearts and our minds, close our eyes before the Lord and reverently thank Him for the blessings of our life. Let's pray together.
Our Father, which is in heaven, I thank You for Your grace and Your mercy. In Your divine love, thank You for the peace. And just what we witnessed with the baptism, seeing people get saved and being baptized. That's what the United States of America needs. May we not offend You in anything that we say and do. May we stand true to the Word of God. I thank You for the pastor who says, take the Bible and read it. May we learn to be discerning Christians. May we love what You love, and may we hate what You hate. Thank You again for blessing us. May the Holy Spirit of God be very, very welcome in this place. And may more people make better decisions by accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior and then want to live for Him. And I do give You the honor, because You are the Lord Jesus Christ. You are the Messiah of Israel. You're the Savior of the world. And You are coming back. And You will be King of the Jews. And You will be King of kings and Lord of lords. Like the song says, even so come, Lord Jesus. Amen.
You can be seated. This song that the choir is about to do, the lyrics there, you can see them on the screen. One day Jesus will call whose name? My name. We had a couple of saints who were here last Sunday. Jesus called them home this week. They're no longer here with us. Jesus called them home. They didn't know that was going to happen. They didn't know that was happening. We don't know. One day Jesus is going to call your name. It don't matter how young, how old you are in between. He's going to call your name. The question is, are you ready this morning? You have things right with Christ. You have a relationship with Jesus Christ. We pray that you do. One day Jesus is gonna call.